This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
WEEI afternoon, St. Patrick's Day, heading into the final hour here. Nick Fitzy Stevens in his Newsies hat. Oh, wait, where'd your green go? You dropped your green.
Got a little chilly, so I decided to put on the old tracksuit.
You have a wardrobe change?
I did mid-show, kind of like a lot of award show hosts do.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, you know, like they say new listening occasions all throughout the course of the show, so I thought I'd freshen up me costume.
Looked like you just walked out of Black Mass.
I was just
a little bit.
So you were just ready to give up your steak recipe like that?
Talking about the Patriots here, the offseason, but before we get into that, we need to wrap up the last segment. We've got Franco and Lynn, who has a reaction to our discussion of Bill Belichick's romantic life. What's up, Franco?
What's up, fellas? Great show. Real quick, man. I don't think there's any guy, if you get a room with 100 guys, you ask him if you're 72 years old and you get a smoking hot girlfriend, are you going to show that off? You definitely are. And if a guy says he's not, he's lying to you. The second point I want to make is he's going around recruiting and has these students playing for him. And they're seeing it like, yo, this dude's 70 years old and he's got a smoking hot girlfriend, like props to him. So I think that actually helps his cause to try to embrace the youth. The guy, he's coaching a bunch of young guys who are, you know, always around girls. Like, oh, look at this dude pulling these chicks. So any guy in his position would be doing the same thing. And they tell you they don't, they're lying to you, bro. Because if I'm 72 and I can pull something like that, I'm going to do whatever she wants me to do.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
Thanks, Franco. I'm going to disagree because I don't think I would want that. I wouldn't want that now. I would feel weird now dating a 20-year-old in my mid-40s. That would feel weird to me. And I know people go through post-divorce, midlife crises, and things of that nature.
Guys get wild, and my old man did.
That's just because you're lame.
Oh, lame? Is that what it is? How about I'm just a sane human being who sees, I don't know, social norms? And I also just, in a real honest-to-goodness, I don't think I would have the energy or desire. Like, if you said, Andy, you're 70 now, and this 23-year-old is interested in like a one night stand. Absolutely. I think
wants the old heart whistle.
Absolutely. The old 99 out of 100 would say yes, but I don't think the number would be as high if you said, and you're going to get into a relationship with her. You're going to go to dinner at her
wife
parents.
Is listening.
You right there just completely just ruined your whole art.
No, I didn't
admit that you would do a one night stand. But
God bless her soul, my wife would be dead in this scenario, and I'm in the nursing home.
Yeah,
jeez Louise!
And the nurse comes in, and she's young and hot and whatever, and so it turns into a bad porn.
Now you're all creepy and age.
Can I strangle myself on the IV?
I'm just telling you, it's different. He is having a relationship with her. This is weird. It is very weird. Anyway, we're moving on to a weird Patriots offseason where it's time now for League Leaders and Circling the Drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Fitzy, I've decided that this is the perfect time to talk about the Patriots offseason because I think they're the league leaders in signing impact defensive players and starters because they've done that throughout the last week plus of free agency. Where they're circling the drains is in terms of, I don't know, providing Drake May with help on offense in the name of a left tackle and a number one playmaker. And that's a problem. I know people like to tell me, like Alonzo Highsmith and Mike Vrabel, there's plenty of time to find players. They're always becoming available. You guys know that. And I do know that. I've lived that. I used the example the other day, Antoine Smith, Rob Ninkovich. They've had guys come through Foxborough that were late arrivals and big impact. Do you like that? You like that mindset? Oh, we'll find a receiver who makes plays, and we'll find a left tackle. There's months before we play a football game. Or are you concerned about the direction of the offense and how it's being put together?
My confidence in the offense strictly now comes from the reacquisition of Josh McDaniels, 100%. Drake May is going to make a leap this year. I'm not in the camp of Drake May's overrated. Drake May, you know, the Merrill Hodge line. Drake May lose you football teams, get you fired. Like, nope, that's not me. I think he's going to take a step forward, but you still need to surround him with some, if not elite, then at least capable professional talent. The line was a mess last year. It was a mess the year before and the year before that. The receivers haven't been good in a half decade either. That all needs to get fixed. My confidence in this offense, again, stems from Josh McDaniels. Now, can I rest as easily as the Highsmiths, the Wolves, the Vrabels at all who keep telling us, like, you know, there's going to be plenty of talent out there that'll shake free or present itself as a possibility or an option this spring and, you know, there'll be cutdowns this fall. Like,
woo!
Well, who's going to get? No, but seriously, what level of receiver is going to get? Tyreek Hill is not getting cut. CeeDee Lamb is not getting cut. Marvin Harrison Jr. is not getting cut next, you know, at the end of training camp. So you may find another Kendrick Bourne. You may find someone you can turn into a two or a three, but you're not going to have an elite wide receiver one unless you draft someone who sticks out. And by the way, you were right about Tet McMillan. Albert Breer has since sent a tweet about his pro day. Those 4.48s was more like 4.57.
Thank you. Thank you. You're all coming to my side of the street. I'm always right. And that doesn't mean I wouldn't draft Tet McMillan. I'm not saying, you know, take him off your board, whatever. There's a lot of really good, productive receivers that have had careers not running these blazing 4.2, 4.3, 4.4s, whatever. It's just part of the whole file you put together, and it tells me you're not drafting him in the top half of the first round, right? You don't. I can't imagine you're taking him in the top 10, even if you trade
people
down.
People keep
four.
Saying like, "Oh, Ted at four, we got to address the wide receiver situation." Come on now,
Ted at four,
no. Ted at four,
44.
No, Ted's at three tomorrow. Ted at four.
Ah, well played, my friend. See? Well See? Played. Thank you. You nailed you. That. Going back to my poll from earlier, let's check in on the results because we have some doubts as to whether the Patriots will acquire a left tackle and a pass catcher. And, oh, nice. 1,300 votes later, I asked a simple question. Do you believe the Patriots will have a respectable starting left tackle and number one wide receiver by the time the 2025 regular season arrives? It is now yes. A nice 69% no.
Well, why? Okay, so then why do 7 out of every 10 Pats fans feel that way? Because we're just going off recent history. Do we not have any faith that Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, Ryan Cowden will not find a way to solve this now lingering issue? Like, this isn't just like, hey, can I come into the doctor's office? I've had this weird rash. Like, you've had this rash for 6 months now, or in this case, 3 years.
So, for example, we've talked about the Lawyer Malloy shocking cut, right? The shockingest of all shocking cuts right before the season. A Pro Bowl caliber safety was let go and literally joined the opening week's opponent, right?
Yeah, Tyquan Underwood would probably like to be heard from considering he was cut the night before the Super Bowl, but yeah.
No, but my point is that was a Pro Bowl caliber player.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who was the last Pro Bowl caliber player, like great tackle, great wide receiver, that was just sent packing at a fortuitous time for a team like the Patriots? Oh, my God. I can't believe the Dolphins are cutting Tyreek Hill just so he can go join the Patriots in time for week one. So Drake
Jalen Waddle? Why did they didn't like that contract?
The salary cap is now nearing $300 million. Teams keep more of their players in free agency. They also don't get into cap hell or these, like, you know, stare-offs with players that lead to these random cuts. Who was the last great, impactful player that was cut that would fit sort of this scenario for the Patriots? I don't think it exists. Do mediocre players become available? Sure. Backup players become available? Hole fillers? Placeholders? Sure. They become available. But does a starting caliber, respectable left tackle and wide receiver come available? So I think fans are voting with their brains. They're educated football fans. They know that players of that caliber are not available that often. And when they are available, it's earlier in the process, not later in the process. I'd say the same thing about the draft. This idea that you're going to trade down and get a starting left tackle and a starting wide receiver because you turn 4 into 9 and then 44 and you trade up, or, like, can you do that? Sure. Do you have faith that this team that drafted 2 wide receivers and 2 offensive linemen last year is capable of manipulating the draft board in a way that they end up with a starting left tackle and a starting wide receiver in the first day and a half of the NFL draft? Because I am not feeling confident in that area right now.
No, nor am I. And you're going to have to... between the two, let me ask you this. Between the two, let's say within the first 3 rounds, Andy, what is more likely to happen? The Patriots draft and develop and discover the left tackle of the future, something in that Matt Light 2001 second round vein? Or do they draft a wide receiver who really blossoms with an elite combination of body control, speed, and, lest we forget, a grasp of the Josh McDaniels offense?
Tackle.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not giving up on Will Campbell.
I'm kind of with you. I think there's four guys, whatever his name is.
Like, I think there is the potential to get a tackle. The lack of elite wide receiver. I don't think this is a very good wide receiver class compared to some of the recent wide receiver classes. And then when I marry that up with the inherent institutional lack of confidence in selecting a wide receiver and developing him and getting him on the field, I don't feel great about the idea of them getting a wide receiver. I just don't. That's why I wanted them to pursue, or still pursue, Jacoby Myers, DK Metcalf, Brandon Ayuk, maybe, whoever it may be. I think they need to continue to shake the trees of NFL wide receivers.
All right. Andy and the producer's booth, if you will. Would you, if now knowing that Cooper Kupp and how desperate the Patriots were for a wide receiver one, let alone somebody who could play the, all right, everyone take a drop a shot in their Guinness when I say it, play the adult in the room for the wide receivers. If Cooper Kupp's representatives came back to you and said, look, he kind of wants to stay home, got a nice offer, 3 for $45 on the table. If you guys could sweeten it, maybe I could convince him to hop on a plane and come across the country for a couple of years. Would you have?
Yes. They didn't want to pay $15 million. I would have paid more. I would have acquired, what was it, $19 million, the salary from the Rams? I would have traded for the salary from the Rams from the very beginning for the adult in the room. I think he has something left. They didn't want to do it. They were being cheap, or they think he's done. We're going to find out if he's done when he goes to Seattle. We're done with this segment. 617-779-7937. Wow. Talking Patriots. But up next, I'm as excited about this forthcoming segment as I've been in a while, because we got 2 things that I think are going to be a lot of fun.
Quiz with Stiz?
We do not have Quiz with Stiz.
Then I'm not excited.
That's a Thursday thing. You should know that as the producer of the show. I would hope you keep track of these things. 2 things, though. We're going to unveil the topic of our bracket that we're going to be putting forth on social media for Twitter, and maybe get a little crowdsourcing of ideas to finish it out. And we're also going to have our St. Patrick's Day snake draft. It's going to be the greatest Patricks of all time. Oh, your mind is already running. Are we talking about sports? Are we talking about cartoons? Are we talking about music? Acting? Yes, we're talking about all of them. We're going to draft them next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball for the final time. Tell us what's trending and get the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Score right. WEEI Afternoons. Happy St. Patrick's Day here in Boston. What are you giggling about, Fitzy? Are you bumping to the music?
Oh, I always enjoy it. Come on, you know I'm a hustler, baby.
Hustler, baby. Just going
to
let it go.
Looking for, I'm looking forward to... Got shepherd's pie for dinner tonight.
Ooh,
always a favorite. That's
nice.
That's
a fave of mine.
That's a sneaky.
Is that
great,
Irish?
Like. Yes,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like shepherd's pie. I was thinking of going out for some fish and chips.
What chips?
Yeah, fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Pork chops and applesauce.
Is that an accent by chance?
I'm not sure what it was.
No one doing the boiled dinner, huh?
I missed that.
Oh, I had one Saturday, Stiz. We had a neighborhood dinner. My buddy did two slow-cooked corned beefs, cabbage, the whole shebang. I made beer bread from scratch. Woo!
That must have. That was the noise everybody was making when all that made its way through the system.
Sunday was rough around the old
cabbage is.
We did a lot. Woo! We did a lot of work on the outside of the house yesterday. This just in. Also, the sauna is up and running.
You have a sauna?
We do.
And you want me to pretend you're not ritzy fitzy? That you're not?
No, I'm not. It's not ritzy fitzy. Now refer to me as Schwitzy.
Do you have a sauna in both the Cape House and your regular house? Or how's that
do
work?
You have a sauna at the Cape House as well? My compound, which is down the street from the Kennedys and the Crafts.
Must be nice. You have
a little sea shack. You know what? A lot of people do that are
rich.
Part of the working middle class.
No, they don't. Did you get it at BJ's? Get a deal at Costco? Oh.
You know what? I drive a ding-dong mobile so I could have a home sauna, unlike people that have Host One money and have brand new trucks with iPhone chargers in the back. Yeah, your freaking Honda has a latte machine in the back. So don't at me when it comes to like living well.
Real quick, it also has a mind of its own and likes to jam on the brakes occasionally. I don't think it likes my driving style. I think it thinks I drive a little aggressively, and it decides that I need
to
brake.
I've seen you drive. I'm not surprised that your Honda is actually taking such robotically preventative measures.
Some of us that commute an hour and a half plus need to shave any miles and minutes off anywhere we can. Anyway, the big announcement here. Everybody's doing it, so we're wanting to be with the cool kids, so we're doing it too. Plus, our boss told us we had to do it. So we are doing a bracket here on WEEI Afternoons. We're not doing uniforms. That was a good idea, though. I like the Jones and Keefe. I vote every day for the tremendous uniforms they're putting on their bracket.
Are we doing icks?
We're not doing icks. I don't even know what icks are.
Icks, like when you get like cringed and creeped out by something. Like,
like when
this?
Bill Belichick is taking photos with his young girlfriend.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
Andy, a top four, like a three seed in a bracket would be Belichick and the GF doing beach yoga.
We are not using icks. And before the drum runs out, we are doing Boston sports nicknames.
Yeah.
You're damn right we're homers. And we're homers to a lot of great nicknames in this city over a lot of great years of sports. So we're going to set up the brackets, four regions. You're obviously the four major sports. You got the Celtics, the Red Sox, the Patriots, and the Bruins. And we're going to actually skip the line a little bit here. I don't know if we're lazy or smart. You decide. Up to you. We're going to start at 32. I didn't see the need for 64-team bracket for the best Boston sports nicknames.
It's our first bracket. Let's slow our roll. Let's take it. Let's get this right first.
Plus, poor Brian, when he's putting out all the tweets and everything that goes with it and the socials. There's a lot of work for Brian, so I wanted to shave a little work off for him. But, yeah, we're going to cull together the top eight nicknames from each of the sports teams, have them go head-to-head. Obviously, they'll be seated within their region, and then they'll move on. So, Fitzy, if I just said Boston sports nicknames, the first one that comes to mind is...
Big Poppy.
Poppy.
Hey, Andy, yes.
That Big feels Poppy. Like it could be a one seed, but there's others. There's a lot
I
of them.
I was thinking, actually, when we first discussed this, one night I was just batting them around. I was adding some to our Google Docs, and I was trying to think, like, what the one seeds are. And I think Big Poppy kind of has to be.
Splendid Splinter.
He might be a betting favorite, dude.
Splendid Splinter is a pretty good nickname. Pretty good
nickname.
You're
right, it is.
The Red Sox, the Rocket, not bad. The Rockets, that's a tough... That's the, what do they call it? The bracket of death? That's the bracket of death in the World Cup.
The Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, hands down.
Because then the other
if
regions...
If we get to eight from hockey, I'll be stunned.
We can, but they're not quite as good. And we...
Your nickname is just your name with a Y at the end.
Yeah. You're Fitzy. Who are you to complain?
Okay, Hardy.
I'm Jumbo. I'd be a top seed in this if we did the EEI nicknames.
Oh, God. You would not be.
Jumbo's a good nickname. I didn't intend it to be. It just kind of took on a life of its own.
Well, it's funny because it's kind of like an oxymoron. You know what I mean? Jumbo
shrimp. You're a moron. So that's the bracket.
This has got to be the most mature show.
No, we don't try to be mature. We try to be fun. We try to be us. We try to be real.
You have a hard candy shell.
So okay, that is the bracket that'll be unveiled later this week. If you have any last-minute nominees and you want to text them in, 617-779-7937, or you can reach out to us on socials at Jumbo Heart, at Fitzy GFY. If you have any last-minute nicknames you want to slide into the folder, go ahead.
Okay, here we go, Andy. Here was one we didn't even have on our show prep doc, but I got to say it's going to compete for a mention. Here we go. Ready? This one right here. Sorry, I'm looking for it right here. Oh, nice. 774. Mayday Malone. Now, that's a fictional Red Sox player from Cheers, but that's awesome.
Yeah, that's fake. We're not doing fake.
Okay,
nicknames.
All right. Well, then if we're going to go real, the 860, Curtis the Mechanic Lascanic. That is an awesome nickname.
It is. I don't know that it'll make the cut in the very competitive Red Sox region, but we'll see.
Is there a chance that one of the brackets is so good that it takes over part of the other ones?
I mean, we can talk about that.
You can name names, the hockey bracket.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. We'll figure that out. We're going to figure that out tonight, but that's the plan. Now is my favorite part of today's show. St. Patrick's
it's
Day.
Over?
No, that's not my favorite
part. We're talking about Belichick again?
St. Patrick's Day, and we're drafting the greatest sports Patricks, but also the non-sports Patricks. So we've done the snake draft before.
So as it works,
but no, you have to draft only one non-sports Patrick. So we're going to go around three rounds, one non-sports, two sports related. The three voting parties or drafting parties will be me, Fitzy, and the Behind the Glass boys, Dan and Stiz, will have one draft pick. And as we all know, it starts with the number one overall pick, which you boys have your little fancy quiz with Stiz machine there. Tell me, who got the number one pick?
Well, congratulations to our good friend Nick Fitzy Stevens, who will be picking first overall in this week's draft, followed by Andy Hart, and then the Behind the Glass boys will have the wraparound pick at the end of the first and beginning of the second.
All right, then I feel compelled to ask this question to the judging and rules committee, which probably seems very improv and jazz related. Is it a Patrick as a first name, Patrick as a last name, or can it be a middle name?
No middle names.
That's
so
fair.
Brady, out.
Good.
Sit your ass down, Brady.
I agree with that then. All right, then with the first overall pick.
I'm going to have to take the best quarterback in the NFL right now, Patrick Mahomes.
That's a good pick. That's what I would have went with
Strong pick.
It is also interesting that the two greatest quarterbacks of all time have Patrick in their name.
Kermit the Frog here.
That is Patrick.
Hi-ho, Kermit. Patrick Mahomes here.
Okay, so this is tough with me. So... I am going to go off the sports beaten path right out the gate.
You are not going off the sports grid with your top pick. Damn.
Just because I want to. Just because I need the soundbite to be ready, Stiz. He has a best friend who maybe lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Oh!
Patrick Starfish is the number two pick, but still.
It's only Star.
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 Well, he is a starfish.
Yes, but his last name is Star.
Okay, he's a star, and he's also a pink starfish. And he's also Dauber from Coach, and that's what I wanted you to hear, but Stiz didn't have it ready, so we'll just move on to the third pick.
Good pick, though. Good pick.
Patrick Star. Wow, good one. Okay.
Underrated. Underrated, okay. But good, you know.
It was
good,
not a reach.
Good prospect value.
It was a reach. We all stick value. To our own board here.
All right, Stiz, you were hot on your non-sports pick, which
that's
is,
right.
surprises many a listener, I'm sure. So we have our wraparound pick behind the glass, so I will cede to you.
All right, for our pick, we are going with horror icon Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second. You're going with a fictional. Oh, okay. Andy went with a fictional one.
Yeah,
you're going,
Patrick
you're going
Star
with,
does not
oh,
exist.
Oh, well, then if you make that pick, then I have to say, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
There you go.
I don't know what that means, but that does not seem appropriate.
That's a line from American Psycho, one of the best movies this century. Phenomenal book, phenomenal movie, and what made Christian Bale, the man who was to be the best Batman, a star. It was also, if you're going to make that pick, Stiz, and you're not playing Huey Lewis in the News, Hip to Be Square, then do you even produce radio, bro? Hello?
Sorry, we were discussing our next pick. Yes, Huey Lewis should have been playing during the course of that pick.
Damn it.
Sorry about that. All right. So that is the first round pick, Patrick Bateman. We wrap around with the beginning of the second. We were going back and forth between two different athletes, and we've landed on Hall of Famer in the NBA. Tremendous resume. Patrick Ewing will be our second round pick.
He had to say tremendous resume because he's like, doesn't have a title, but the resume is good.
Cambridge's own, baby. Home team or no team.
11-time right. All-Star, 7-time All-NBA. I'm reading off of Basketball Reference because he's very freaking good.
How many titles?
Mm-hmm. And the Ewing theory.
So back to me, and I've already used my non-athlete pick, and that Ewing one was actually a good one. So I am going to go with...
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go between the pipes. Pat Roy. Or Roy, if you want to say it that way. Patrick Roy, Canadiens goalie.
You can just go with Wah if you want.
Wah.
Wah.
All right, Fitzy, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go with my... Oh, this is a tough one. There are three good Patrick non-sports Patricks right there. But I got to stay true to my heart and soul. Mention one of the movies he was in earlier today when referencing Belichick and Jordan on the beach. Also, he was the star of Roadhouse. He's a bad son of a gun and a 1980s icon. I will take You Drive Me Swayze, Patrick Swayze.
It's a good pick, Fitzy. Good pick. See, I can support my co-host. I don't have to say I was a reach.
Okay, now. Activity.
Now you got to swing back around. You got to be ready. You're on the clock. Don't let the Vikings okay. pass you up.
All right, hold on. Here we go. I'm going to have to do it. As much as I would like to take a football player, I'm actually going to go to the land of iced hockey. Fitzy, why are you talking hockey on the radio? You don't know garbage. Probably not, but I do know this. This guy was awesome. I'll take Patrick Kane.
That's a good pick.
That's a very good pick.
That would have been in consideration for me, but I think you guys left me with a nice eighth overall pick. A man who has built multiple title-winning NBA teams. He coined the phrase three-peat. His name, he's got slick hair and a slicker resume. Pat Riley. Patrick Riley.
Solid pick.
That's good value right there at the eight slot. Now, Mr. Irrelevant, what do you got behind the glass, boys?
You could probably see me mouth, damn it, when you made that pick. So
I did.
That was quite the good pick out of you. Looking at my list, seeing what we have. Most of the Patrick's gone.
you guys have made your non-pop culture. You guys have made your pop culture one. So you have to go athletic?
Sports it is.
Yes.
I can tell you. I'll give you one who's on the table, guys.
I'd appreciate that.
Patrick Willis, the legendary linebacker for the 49ers.
That's who I was. That was who I was leaning towards, and that's what I'm going to go with. So I appreciate the nod there, Fitzy. So our Mr. Irrelevant will be 5-time All-Pro, 112 career games, 20 and a half sacks, 950 tackles. Pretty good resume, which I've already said twice. I'll go with Patrick Willis as
so
Mr. Irrelevant.
Undrafted is Danica Patrick, Pat LaFontaine, Pat Surtain, senior and junior, Pat Sajak from the non...
Yeah, I had that one.
I think I would have gone Pat Sajak if I hadn't gotten Pat Starfish.
Yeah, also Robert Patrick, who played the Terminator in Terminator 2. Patrick Warburton, who was Putty on Seinfeld. Actor Patrick Wilson. And how about this? Huge, Andy, huge pop culture one. Patrick Stewart from Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah, Magneto.
And how about McDreamy, Patrick Dempsey?
Oh, they're coming in now on the text. Dan Patrick, Pat Tillman.
Ah, Pat Tillman.
Yeah, there's a few that we missed on. I hope also somebody was monitoring the nicknames because the chat line was flowing fast and furious. Hope somebody was writing those
Patrick
down.
Patrick Stewart get the most texts. Like, I'm counting now dozens.
Yeah, no, he definitely was a popular choice. So let's revisit. Fitzy had the number one overall pick. He went with Patrick Mahomes. I think that was a good one. Then he later grabbed Patrick Swayze and Patrick Kane. I had the second pick. I went Patrick from SpongeBob. I went Patrick Raw. I like that name. Or Roy. And Pat Riley. And the Behind the Glass boys went Patrick Bateman, Patrick Ewing, and Patrick Willis.
Ooh, sounds like an easy dub for the Behind the Glass boys.
So our guy Brian Ferzocco will get these up on at WEEI Afternoon so we can vote to see who you think had the best St. Patrick's Day all-Patrick snake draft here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next here, you know what time it is. It's St. Patrick's Day, but we still end the same way. It's odds, it's ends, and it's up next. WEEI Afternoons, time now for Odds and Ends, which is sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Before we get to Odds and Ends, Fitzy, I received a text during the break about our draft.
Okay.
And a what I think would have been controversial selection that none of us made, that was sort of an obvious one, probably would have been a popular one, was Pat Patriot eligible?
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Is his name Patrick?
I would imagine.
Is anyone on?
I mean, if his name is Pat.
No, it could just be Pat. There's people that name their kids Pat, and it isn't short for Patrick.
Yeah, what about the character? It's Pat.
What if it's Patrice? And maybe he's Patrice Patriot. That is not Patrick. That is Patrice. I just think it was an obvious one that I'm surprised you didn't use. But because I don't think his name is Patrick Patriot. That doesn't seem to make any sense. He's Pat Patriot. But it's short for Patriot. So his name
is he about to be Patrick Patriot on this show?
I think his name is sort of Patriot Patriot in a weird
way. You know
what?
If he plays, it may very well be Patriot Patriot. Who knows? It could be Patrice. And we had a texter in the 603. New Hampshire asking if Patrice Bergeron would have been eligible.
I don't think it. No, his name's not Patrick. We were doing only Patricks. That's how that worked. We also had a couple nominations for nicknames, one on the phones, and I'm going to get to in 1 second. And on the text line, a tremendous one, Fitzy. I'm not sure this is eligible because it's not a player or a coach, but is Dorito Dink eligible for the all-time Boston?
1,010%.
Because we did not have that on our list, but it's an interesting one.
Wait, the deflator has to be on there?
But we only have eight. Is that going to be at
need
the...
to, we might need to... Hockey might just have to kiss rocks.
No! No! Blaine Locker?
Okay, Razor.
Okay, that's...
Bergy. Marshy.
Wiggy. Just pointed out that, you know, there's a lot of nicknames of the... Okay, so we're going to work that out, but Dorito Dink is a late nominee. We also had Pat McAfee probably would have been a decent selection that we could have resonated in a modern audience as both a player, a Pro Bowl caliber punter, but also a media marvel now and everything that he does. I was actually watching footage of him when he got was celebrating at WrestleMania in Dallas with Stone Cold in the ring with the beers. Only to, of course, be stone cold stunned in the middle of the ring and then was drinking while lying on his back because he was in so much pain from the stunner. But yeah, Pat McAfee would have been an option. Okay, Fitzy, what do you got up now for odds and ends? We're on a bit of an anniversary here on St. Patrick's Day. Do tell about a certain man who was not eligible for our draft because Patrick's his middle name, not first or last. But what do we got here?
Yeah, I don't know. Of course, you guys all remember this. It was 5 years ago today, Andy. That's the fifth anniversary. My, how time flies. The 5th year anniversary where we all woke up in our homes where we had been sequestered for quite some time to come. And we read on the Twitter platform around 7:45 in the morning that somebody was to be forever a Patriot. And if you remember, we all got duped, teased, hoodwinked, and bamboozled into thinking that he was actually going to stick around with us when we heard that famous ad on Hulu.
They say all good things must come to an end. So to my teammates, my family, and my fans, you deserve to hear this from me. Hulu doesn't just have live sports. According to the script they just gave me, Hulu also has your favorite cable channels plus the greatest shows, movies, and originals of all time.
Do you remember how mad you were when you first heard that, saw this ad, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
But I was mad, except he did go somewhere, that whole thing.
Yeah, he did go somewhere else.
No.
I'm not going anywhere.
People like you get mad at me when I rip Brady. Nobody manipulated and cashed in on his loyal fans like Tom Brady. I mean, that whole thing to screw with the emotions of Patriot fans with that stupid photo in the tunnel at Gillette Stadium that was debated and analyzed forever. Is he coming into Gillette Stadium or is he exiting Gillette Stadium? The Tupperware party that was TB12 and how he milked as much money out of you suckers for $20 bags of nuts and vibrating rollers and all the workout gear, garb, and books that he could have. Boy, did he squeeze every ounce he could have out of you, Patriot Nation, and he mocked you while doing it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was mad just like everybody else was at the time. Kind of blown back, hurt. I felt scorned. I felt abandoned. Yes, he did give us the best 20 years of his life. Sure, he was entitled to go where he felt appreciated and just wasn't Johnny Blanking Foxborough. Got paid an appropriate salary, did extremely well, and is a legend in another state, another city, and for another franchise. But can't believe it's been 5 years since my least favorite tweet of all time.
Feels like more than that to me. The Patriots have stunk for most of that. That's
worst
the
decision this franchise ever. Remember how he supposedly told Robert Kraft, "I'm the best decision this franchise ever made." Yeah, letting him go, worst decision.
Then you had to run Bill out the door afterwards. After it, and it feels like forever ago that the Patriots were Tom Brady's Patriots and relevant and a playoff team, even though they lost that last playoff game, that whole thing, whatever.
That doesn't count. Devontae Bosby in the secondary, 47-17, come on.
Still counts. You lost. I mean, you lost. They all count, Fitzy, but no,
yeah,
it just seems like forever ago. And then the whole idea of him going into Robert Kraft's house and crying and having that moment with Robert and... I still believe to this day, Bill didn't think Tom would leave. I think that's how that all played out. I still believe, because I felt the same way. I felt that Brady would crack. It was a game of chicken. And in the end, he wouldn't be willing to leave and move on. And I thought he was going to do that. And I was very much surprised when I found out that he was leaving the Patriots and that he was deciding to go take his talents south to Florida. I'm still surprised. Quite honestly, I'm still surprised that Tom Brady called their bluff, moved on, and we all know how it played out. Could not have worked out any better for Tom Brady. Could not have worked out any worse for Bill Belichick, to the point that he's now a shell of himself laying on the beach, flipping his girlfriend, playing Superman up in the air as she does yoga. And we're bitching for hours about on the radio how he's an awkward, creepy old man who needs to, as Rich Keefe says, blink twice if he's in trouble and wants to get out of this weird relationship that he's in.
Jeez.
No, it's crazy how far we've come in 5 years. The glory days to whatever the hell these are. Speaking of whatever the hell this is, in a Hooters sweatshirt, a nice Hooters sweatshirt, we got Christian Arcan, the host of the Christian Arcan show.
And you know what? Thank you for noticing, because I was wearing this Hooters sweatshirt back there, and that one of those kids said, it's like they didn't even see it.
Well, they probably don't know what it is. Like,
they don't understand what it is. They don't know that it's people go there for wings.
Yes, but not anymore, because I was there 2 weekends ago, and I think I single-handedly pulled them out of bankruptcy.
Oh, nice.
So they have me to thank, and the people I was there with. It was my friend's birthday, and we had a great time.
Everybody loves Hooters.
Everyone does, yeah.
Except not enough people, because they're apparently struggling in a lot of areas to stay in business.
But not anymore.
You fixed it.
I fixed it all myself.
I thought it was who was the hot woman that was going to fix it?
A hot woman was going to fix
Paige,
Hooters?
Oh, Paige Spurniak.
Paige Spurniak, that's right. Yeah.
She retweeted it like, Hooters going bankrupt. She retweeted, not on my watch or something.
Well, what's she going to do that all the other big-breasted women who work there aren't doing?
I don't know. That's a topic for the Christian Arcan show.
You know, get
10.
A loan, rebrand it, make it special, turn it into a golf bar with hot attractive
golf
people.
Bar.
I don't know. She's big. She's on the golf
team. Yeah, she's
team.
A golfer.
That's true. Yeah. There's already a golf bar, though.
Well, you got to spin it a different way.
What's that called?
Top Golf.
Yeah, but this will be different.
Yeah.
There'll be Hooters.
Top Golf with boobs. Yeah. All right, no, I'm in. I mean, I'd like to invest. Drop.
Hello, Top Golf is a gold mine. You add boobs to it, you just magnified the gold mine.
That's right.
I think we just came up with an idea on the fly here. Tremendous. What do you got tonight on your show?
Doug Kide's going to join the show. We'll talk to him at 7:30. We have a lot of Patriot stuff to get to. Bruins and Behind the B with the Marchand trade. We'll get to that before the game starts. I have some Celtics thoughts as well. We'll be touching on a whole bunch of things, including Scal, which I know you talked about, and that elderly man he was playing basketball.
Oh, my God. George the Messiah.
That was unbelievable.
And
that was something.
Two guys
that looked like a geriatric clinic if I've ever seen one.
Two guys who Ted Johnson would pinch their... They're a love hand.
Well, I can say this. We know that if you want to order one of those white Mamba sweatshirts, they only go up to a medium.
Really?
I think we learned that from that video.
Schmedium.
Right.
Schmedium.
Well, Scal's a big guy, so it's probably like a large on Scal would be like a schmedium on us. But yeah, it doesn't quite go to the size it needs to be at.
When I first saw that, I wasn't sure if I was seeing a new clip or something that was being, you know, recultivated, made the rounds years ago. And then my son sent it to me, actually. He's like, WTF Scal doing or something. And
well,
I was
the kid called him out last week.
Okay.
Yeah, the kid? The kid?
Yeah, the adult. But that
he's
that
an elderly man.
That dude's known for going around New York parks and like bodying people.
Okay.
Being very aggressive. And
well, that's even worse that he kind of LeBron flopped because Scal threw an elbow, but I don't think it ever made contact with his chin. I thought he hit him in like the chest area. That guy LeBron flopped. He should know better. But yeah, that was entertaining. I look forward to hearing about it. And the Christian Arcand Show, great interview on Friday with Sean McAdam.
Oh, thank you very much.
Putting a voice to the text that we were reading.
And Arcand, if you had jumped into our Patrick draft, who would have been your top pick?
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, he went.
Solid.
He was like
good
fifth pick.
Good that would have been
pick.
Number one.
We had Patrick Mahomes go number one.
Nah.
Andy picked Patrick Starr second overall. He's
I was
proud
told it was
one.
A reach. I like Patrick Starr.
Who's Patrick Starr?
From SpongeBob. The pink starfish.
Oh, right.
Patrick,
okay.
SpongeBob, and Patrick.
I'm in between SpongeBob. I was too late for SpongeBob.
I get it. Anyway, all right, that's going to put the wraps on WEEI Afternoons. No more SpongeBob and Patrick talk. We'll leave that to the Christian Arcand Show, so stick around. 6 to 10, he breaks it all down from a busy weekend. We'll be back tomorrow. Ted will be in studio at 3. Loaded show. Stiz, Dan, everybody, nice job. Fitzy, talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoons.